Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Bring the fash in. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Penelope. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Got a couple of fellas alongside you this morning.
Yes, some very fashionable fellas.
Fashionable fellas coming in as fashion icons, I suppose, of Auckland. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
That's a big call, gentlemen. How do you feel about that, Dan and Isaac from the band Racing?
Can we live up to that? I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt, so I'm doing all right. So
it's a pretty good. That's a real. It's like, it's not just a Hawaiian shirt. Hey, let's make a shirt that looks like a Hawaiian shirt. That's like a proper one.
Yeah.
That's like if you had a guy that was coming to do your rooms or something to tidy up your lanai.
Yeah.
And and your Waikiki, your beach hotel, you'd be wearing something like that. Perhaps you'd be the guy to ask for. Maybe if you're the bus guy or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very authentic Hawaiian shirt. Whereas you, sir, you're wearing, how would you describe your outfit this morning? Dishevelled.
Oh. Maybe 90s American jock.
Yeah, sure. And on a skinny Auckland musician frame sort of thing.
Did you call me skinny?
Yeah, I did. I think I can call most people skinny, can I? Hey, so Racing, of course, playing Explore this weekend.
Yeah, we are.
How exciting. That's cool, eh?
Yeah, that's wicked. Really looking forward to it.
Have you played anything like that before?
Not Explore. We've played other festivals.
It's not really like other festivals, though, is it?
No, I've never been.
It's awesome. But Penny, why have you brought these young gentlemen along?
Well, Racing are playing Fashion in the City, which is like a four-day festival that happens as part of Heart of the City in Auckland, in the central city. And there's lots of specials and retail stores and things like New Zealand Fashion Museum's Bruce Pappas is having a collection at Smith & Coe's.
All right.
And Ingrid Starnes is showing her autumn winter 2018 collection, as well as there's like art by New Zealand designers Juliet Hogan, Kate Sylvester, and Zambezi.
It's a boomer. Where is it?
In the heart of the city.
But where's that?
Like round High Street and Fort Street and that sort of thing.
Oh, so it's all just sort of in a different bits and bobs around the area there.
In the heart of the city.
Good to say, there hasn't been much in the heart of the city, if that is the actual heart of the city, for quite a while, is it?
No.
Hey, man, how did you guys get chosen for that? How did Racing get chosen? See, there's a bit of pressure being a fashionable band, isn't it?
Yeah. I just suppose...
Your music's tip-top, your show's tip-top, yeah. but I mean being a fashionable band.
They would have been asked because they are so fashionable.
That's a heavy weight to carry, isn't it, for a band? I'm just saying it is, you know, because it's like, here they are, here's the fashionable band to fit our fashionable event.
Yeah.
You know?
And you guys are playing...
I think the anti-fashion in a way.
Which, like, makes you fashionable, you
because
see.
Because there's like... Chelsea,
not the anti-fashion.
Well, Chelsea Jade's proper minimalist.
Yeah.
And we've got a 90s jock sitting here. I think it's good to have opposing forces, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And so when's that happening?
Saturday the 24th of March.
Right on.
1 till 1:30 in Fort Street, Racing are playing, and then Chelsea Jade afterwards.
Awesome. Yeah. So Penny, you wanted to talk about stage flair.
Yeah, I was thinking, I just wondered if you guys like had an item of flair that you wear in everyday life or maybe on stage that kind of brings you some good luck. And
a flair before you go on, perhaps?
Yeah.
A flair when you come off?
I don't know about me. Sven's
like, what would you? He's got a hat, has he?
Yeah, he's got
rocks
like
a hat.
Cowboy hat.
Rocks a hat.
Does he change his hat up?
No.
I know he does wear a hat, but
no. It's like Slash. You see, this is what Slash. Slash thought that was really cool back in the day, and
yeah.
Slash now has been wearing that hat for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, 30 steamy, sweaty years. But
that's his item of flair. That's what he's known for.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't he be sick to fucking death of it? Wouldn't he? Surely by now.
But I'm sure that he kind of like just gets the same hat remade. Might not be the same hat. Do you think it's the same
it's
hat?
Still, your head is still sweat the same.
Yeah, Sven's hat's starting to fall apart a bit, I think. Don't
wear it till it does fall apart.
Ed's got his shirts.
Oh, yeah, Ed does a... What is that material?
Pirate shirt?
Nah. A silk shirt.
I have seen him rock a pirate shirt once. Where is the cassette? No, I think I saw you guys play once. Back in... Previous to Racing, obviously, he used to pirate shirt it up there.
Yeah.
That's quite Jim Kerr.
Cards on his shirt at the moment.
A deck of cards.
Yeah,
like the gambler.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Dan, do you always wear Hawaiian shirts?
It's a thing that I've been getting into more recently.
Very good call.
Yeah. That colour looks really good on you.
Thank you.
For the listeners, it's a very nice kind of light blue turquoise kind of shade.
It's got
with
like
pink hibiscus and
rainbows.
Lemon flowers. Oh, yeah, and rainbows.
But it's got a slightly bleached out sort of vibe to it. It's not too, abrasive colours. You know,
it's just worn and
lived in.
It's comfortable.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah, my grandpa's got a whole collection, like a whole wardrobe of 20 of these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a cool grandpa.
Yeah, gold mine.
And I
excellent.
Took one.
Took it.
I think you should take 20.
I think it'd be a wonderful gift. I may not look it, but I'm determined to be more courageous with colour this year. Obviously, I'm wearing all black today. I was wearing all white yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, just you never see that, do you?
No.
But I mean, is colour important on stage?
Red. Red's big for us.
Yeah, racing's quite red, isn't it? There's a red thing with racing, isn't there?
But we're actually starting to tilt in this kind of magenta direction.
Oh, crimson-y sort of.
Nice.
Keeping up with our Instagram feed.
Yeah, sure.
We've been angling.
You devils.
Yeah.
And I found as I used to wear pants on stage, then I used to wear shorts, and now I just don't know if I could do it without within pants anymore. Too hot, you know. But
you've started doing it with no shirt, Isaac?
Have you now, Jock?
Well, that's risky. Bit of sunburn outside.
Yeah, he might change that since you called him skinny, though. Yeah, he might.
Live. Is that what you're doing? No, you know what I mean? But I mean, you know, so what about footwear? Strong footwear? Bare feet? Idiot if you wear bare feet, I think.
Nah, I can't do bare feet on the pedals.
Pedals and staples and all sorts of bits and bobs, leaving some hired stage with drawing pins sticking out of it and electric cords.
Doc Martens
are a good strong shoe for on stage. I've always been a big fan of that. Penny, what do you sort of see about the town when you go and see a band? Do you sort of see a common thread?
Well, as a 2 foot tall person, I always notice shoes.
Sure. Is that where the shoes thing came from?
Probably. I guess I'm probably not too much of a fan of like a short skirt or shorts because of being short.
Yep.
And if I go at the front, it's not a good view for me. But yeah, I like people to dress well. I kind of feel like people should be, they're out there and I want to see items of flair but most of all them having fun, you know.
You need room to move though. You don't want to tear anything on stage. You made that mistake before.
Have you splayed your pants before?
Many years ago.
Did you pull a Lenny Kravitz?
No, not a Lenny Kravitz. That's a cracker though, eh?
What did Lenny Kravitz do?
This is like Lenny Kravitz gif.
Or cock ring.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Lenny Kravitz sort of doing the splits and just tore the gusset of his pants and all of his adorned junk fell out. Lenny. And then
nothing to be ashamed of.
And then nothing. You know, it's fair enough. Which I guess is why he didn't react too badly to it.
Yeah.
When his good friend Steven Tyler from Aerosmith just tweeted it around the world. That's pretty funny. But
God.
So that happened. I just thought the knees had to turn a pair of longs into shorts abruptly at a Skid Row concert. When we opened Skid Row many hundreds of years ago. But yeah, but I had to do that like mid set.
Yeah.
I don't know what people thought about that, but it looked pretty stupid actually. Do you guys go somewhere special to when you think, I need to get something for on stage, you know? Do you need to get something,
I think,
zesty? I mean, do you get on the internet? Do you look up funky gears?
No, I think it just hits up like, what's that cheap online store?
Easy Buy.
I don't know, probably not. But something just to buy just a multitude of silk shirts.
Right.
I think it's about...
You can get them by, like, do you get like a bag of 20 sort of thing?
Yeah, I think he definitely shipped in a container of silk shirts at one point.
He should get Miss Crab to make him some.
Yeah.
I wear her silk is lovely to wear.
Any New Zealand designers
want to
get in on racings?
If you could be dressed by any New Zealand designer, who would it be?
Probably her, actually. I think she's awesome,
What about you, Mikey?
I'm actually wondering about that at the moment, actually, because I need a New Zealand designer to contact about a thing that I'm doing. And so I've been thinking about that. But I don't know, Miss Crab, do good guy stuff. But really.
Colin Moccasin's outfit was amazing.
Right.
Langway,
And when he performed last week, I think he wore it, but got hot, and I heard that he stripped down a bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he told everyone. Oh, it got too hot. I've been stripped down. Instead of just wanting to strip down.
I think he just wore the top and the end.
What about when you've got an item of clothing and you're on stage and you turn around and it's not there anymore? It's been taken. It's been lost. It can break your heart, can't it? You know, when you've got just a certain favourite, something or other that you might just go, oh, I'm a bit hot, I'll take that off. And you look around, that's someone's drummer's roadie stolen it or something like that. Or ever been in that situation?
I lost a shirt.
Yeah.
And it was dear to my heart, but luckily it wasn't a very good shirt by any means.
Yeah, we Amy was in the studio. She said, tell us how she found a T-shirt in the toilet at the King's Arms. And she's kept it. It's one of her favourite shirts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but once, which is great for her, isn't it? But once it was someone's T-shirt, you know?
I don't know if I'd touch that.
She seemed quite happy to do that. That's why I was asking.
Maybe the ladies' room's a bit different, but...
probably not much different.
Right. Yeah. Hey, well, guys, thank you very much for coming in. What should we play? Misbehaving, Stereo Field, Shades of Light, or Carnivalize? Which one would you like?
Misbehaving, I reckon.
Good. Oh, good job.
And go see Racing Saturday, 24th March, 1 to 1:30 in Fort Street as part of Fashion in the City.
And of course, they'll be playing Explore as well this weekend. Good luck with that, and good luck with Fashion in the City. And lovely to see you up here, gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
This is Misbehaving by Racing.